الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Ar-Rahman, the surah which is named after the Zat-e-Kareem of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself, a surah which bears the name of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. In this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked a question, and he didn't ask this question once, he asked this question many, many times. And that question is, فَبِي أَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Which of my ni'mat, which of my blessings will you deny? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned many of his blessings. This ayat is addressed to the ins wal jinn, to the human beings and to the jinn. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked both of us, which of my blessings will you deny? I've mentioned this before and I mentioned it again. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited this entire surah before a gathering of sahaba. And they listened to him. And imagine the situation, imagine the scene where the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is being recited by the one who received this kalam. Not by any qari, no matter how beautiful the qiraat. There is a difference, like the difference between the heavens and the earth, between the recitation of the one who received the kalam, between the recitation of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and the recitation of anybody else. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reciting the kalam of Allah, and he is reciting Surah Ar-Rahman, and the people listening to him are the people who first, the very first human beings who heard these ayat of the Quran after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received them. There was no one who heard the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before the sahaba ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in, except the zat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is the only one who heard the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who received the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before the sahaba, and the sahaba precede every other human being on the face of the earth in receiving the kalam of Allah. So this is the august gathering that we are talking about. And when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam finished reciting, the sahaba were listening, they would have been mesmerized, they would have been rendered speechless by the beauty of the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and by the beauty of the recitation of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us this one day, that we listen to the kalam of Allah bi sawti Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, that we listen to the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the voice of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the thing that I am the most jealous of the sahaba for, that they heard the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the voice of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that they prayed salah behind Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us that one day in Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la bi ghayri hisab inshaAllah. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam finished reciting this entire surah, and the sahaba listened, and there was complete silence. And when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam finished reciting, he asked them, he said, are you not going to say anything? The sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, what do we say? What is there to say? This great blessing of Allah, the greatest blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. This kalam of Allah, this is the sign of Allah, this is the sifat of Allah, this is not a created thing, this is the kalam of Allah, this is the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaking to his Nabi and through his Nabi speaking to his makhluk. This kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala recited by the very person who received this kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what we have received. What is there to say? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when I recited this surah before the jinn, every time I said, فَبِي أَيِّ آلَىٰ إِرَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانَ, they said, they replied, they responded, and they said, لَا بِشَيِّمْ مِنْ نِعْمَةِ رَبِّنَا نُكَذِّبُ, لَا بِشَيِّمْ مِنْ نِعْمَةِ رَبِّنَا نُكَذِّبُ, لَا بِشَيِّمْ مِنْ نِعْمَةِ رَبِّنَا نُكَذِّبُ. They said, oh, our Rabb, Jalla Jalaluhu, we do not deny any of your ni'mat. Oh Allah, we do not deny any of your ni'mat. Oh our Rabb, we do not deny any of your ni'mat. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, they are better than you. In this case, they were better than you. He is talking about the Sahaba among the jinn. My brothers and sisters, this morning, one of my very dear friends from Makkah sent me a very small clip which will come with this reminder, where to a group of Huffaz, they were given, each of them was given the Mus'haf. And when he opened the Mus'haf, it is blank. It is just a kitab of blank white papers. There is nothing written in it. When you look at it, it has the cover of the Mus'haf. So when the kitab is given, it looks like the Quran. But when the Hafiz opens the Quran, there is nothing in it. It's blank. And then they are asked a question, and the question is, what if the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is lifted from the Mus'haf and lifted from your hearts? What if the kalam of Allah is lifted from the Mus'haf and lifted from your hearts? And this is one of the signs, one of the major signs of the Day of Judgment. So it is not imagination. They are asked this question, what if the kalam of Allah is lifted from the Mus'haf and is lifted from your hearts? And that's the question I ask myself. And that's the question I ask you to ask yourself. What will it mean to you? Will it mean anything? Is it only aqidat and only, may Allah save us from falsehood, but is it only some formality and takalluf that we will say that, oh, this will be very sad? Will it really mean anything? Will it seriously mean anything? What is the meaning of the Quran being lifted from this earth, from the Mus'haf, from the Kitab, and from the hearts of people? For one thing, it will mean that you will no longer be able to hear the sound of the Quran. There will no longer be any recitation because the Quran has been lifted. Nobody will remember it, and it will not be there in any book. But what is the meaning of recitation for us? What is the meaning of recitation? Many of us, for example, we hear the recitation, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. For many of us, there is no difference between this and listening to Raag Darbari. No difference. This is a nice sound, that is a nice sound. For many of us, so-called ulama, we not only do not know the meaning of what we recite and what we teach, but we refuse to teach the meaning of the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm not exaggerating. I have had this argument, and I say so-called ulama deliberately, because if a hafiz and an alim tells me that it is not necessary to teach the meaning of the Quran to his students, if he tells me and if he refuses to teach the meaning of the Quran to his students, then in my estimation, he is the biggest jahil in the world. He is not an alim. And to call him an alim is an insult to the ulama of this deen. To support him is haram. To pay him to teach your children only the sound of the kitab without teaching them the meaning. Somebody may be doing this accidentally, without thinking, it's a different matter. But here is a man who refuses to teach, who says it is not necessary to teach, and you pay him a fee to teach your children. Shame on you. What difference will it make to you if the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is lifted? Nothing. It will make the same difference as if Raag Darbari has been lifted. No difference. Some sound has gone. But for other people who are connected with this kalam, who are connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if the kalam of Allah is lifted, the light will go from the world. Peace will go from the heart. Comfort will go in times of grief. To what will we turn if we lose something? Where will we go in times of fear? Where will we go to thank Allah? Where will we go to find solace for our hearts? Where will we go to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu if his kalam is gone from this world? The reason I'm asking this question to myself and you is that this kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah did not send a tune. Allah did not send a tune. Allah did not send a rag. Allah did not send you a song to sing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu spoke to us. And when somebody speaks to us, it is incumbent upon us to understand what he is saying. And this is not just somebody. This is our creator, our sustainer, our protector, our malik, our hakim, our raziq, our khaliq. This is the one to whom is our return. This is the one who could have ordered us to do whatever he wanted us to do without giving us his kalam. But this is the one who honored us, we who do not deserve this honor. This is the one who honored us and gave us this kalam and introduced himself by his blessed name, Ar-Rahman, and said, Allama al-Qur'an. He said, I am the teacher of this kalam. That is the association between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the kalam of Allah. What if this kalam is lifted? A day will come when it will be lifted. But I ask myself and you that am I among one of those for whom it has already been lifted? Because if it is not lifted, if for me the kalam is not lifted, then how is it that I read the kalam without understanding it and it does not touch my heart? How is it that I listen to it like a tune and it does nothing for me? How is it that I do not turn to it in times of need? How is it that I read it and I understand it and I disobey it without batting an eyelid? How is it that this kalam orders me to do something and I do the opposite without any problem? How is it that this kalam reminds me of my meeting with my Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu and I live my life as if I will never meet him? How is it that this kalam invites me to talk to my Rabb? Not once, not twice, not thrice, but 5 times a day, for then as many times as I want. But I don't come. I don't talk to my Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu. How is it that this kalam tells me to stand in the night, وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلَ, and said, recite this kalam before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a beautiful tone, and I do not do it. So is this kalam with me? Or has it already been lifted from me? Which one? Is it with me? What if this kalam is lifted from us? And as I said, the fact that this is one of the signs, the major signs of the Day of Judgment, is a different issue. The reason I am reminding myself anew is that perhaps this kalam has already been lifted from your and my hearts. May Allah save us from this calamity, the worst of all calamities, the biggest of all problems, is that our connection with the kalam of Allah should be severed. Because if the connection with the kalam of Allah is severed, then our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also severed. It's not severed in the sense of Him being the Khaliq and Malik, but it is severed in the sense of Him being Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim for us. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to rekindle our connection with Him Jalla Jalaluhu, to open our hearts to His kalam, to illuminate our hearts and minds with the beauty of His kalam, of His kalam which He sent us. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu to beautify our lives and fill our lives with the barakah of His kalam Jalla Jalaluhu. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to live henceforth every single breath that we take, every single move that we make, according to the kalam that He sent us and which His Nabi Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam exemplified and emulated in His sunnah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to live our lives so that they are pleasing to Him, and to be like He said we should be, which is sami'na wa ata'na. We hear and we obey. We say to Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, sami'na wa ata'na, ghufranaka rabbana wa ilayka al-masir. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain, bi rahmatika ya rahman rahim.